Stoat on Stage, The Travels of Ermine, Book 2, written by Jennifer Gray and read by Eloise Oxer. Sylvia Lungstrom, the world's greatest opera singer, was feeling frazzled. There was only a week left before the curtain went up on her performance at the Sydney Opera House, and she was late for rehearsal again. The director would be cross, the cast would be cross, and Luciano Cingolotti, who was playing the main part opposite her, would probably storm off stage in one of his famous tantrums. Sylvia was never normally late, but having her 8-year-old granddaughter, Butterfly, to stay for the summer holidays made life much more complicated, especially as Butterfly thought opera sounded like a bunch of hyenas stuck in a dustbin. Thank goodness she had phoned her old friend Maria for advice on what to do, thought Sylvia. And what a stroke of luck that Maria had suggested that Ermine should come and stay as part of her world travels. It would be a wonderful surprise for Butterfly to have a friend to play with, particularly one as unusual as Ermine. Sylvia smiled to herself. She could hardly wait to see the look on her granddaughter's face when their guest arrived. But meanwhile, she had a rehearsal to go to. "Please hurry up, Butterfly," Sylvia begged. The opera house stood looking over the harbor. It was built on a great platform like an ancient temple, and Sylvia and Butterfly had only reached the first level. There was still another big set of steps to go before they got to the stage door.
"I don't want to!"
Butterfly dragged up the steps behind her grandmother. She was a slip of a girl with a gentle face and big dark eyes. Right now, though, she didn't look gentle at all. She looked positively ferocious. Her face wore a big scowl, and her thick, cropped hair poked out in all directions from under a baseball cap, which she had on back to front. The baseball cap was denim, like her dungarees and sneakers. She was also wearing odd socks.
"I want to climb the bridge."
Sydney Harbour Bridge was probably the city's best-known landmark, apart from the Opera House. It formed a great arch over the harbor, and Butterfly had set her heart on climbing all the way up to the top of it and all the way down the other side on the famous bridge climb.
"We'll do that later," Sylvia promised.
"But I want to do it now."
Butterfly sat down on the concrete.
"Butterfly," Sylvia pleaded, "I'm late for rehearsal as it is. I need to practice."
"No, you don't," Butterfly said. "You just need to sing something decent, like Winifred Winnett does."
Her face brightened.
"Her performing wallabies are awesome."
Winifred Winnett was a children's entertainer, famous for songs such as Kevin the Kangaroo and Kiss Me Koala. To Sylvia's trained ear, it was clear that Winifred Winnett could barely sing a note. But everyone in Australia, including Butterfly, absolutely adored her. Winifred and her wallabies had won the biggest talent show on Australian TV for 2 years in a row, and were hotly tipped to win this year's competition too, which was due to take place in just 2 days' time.
"Australia's most awesome animal show."
Sylvia had thought it would be fun to get tickets. But since she'd learned about Ermine's visit, she'd had an even better idea.